It's a new year. It's a new you with Summit Drive Time.
Is this our new jingle for 2019?
I have been trying to work my way into the jingle business, and this is true. I very much think that I could do it.
What's great is you just made that up.
Yeah.
Could you sing it again, the exact same thing? Do you even know what you just said?
It's a new year. It's a new you with Summit Drive Time.
Yeah. Well,
you want me to go get my? I can go get my guitar, and you can give me a thing, and I'll write a jingle back.
I think we're good for now, but I would like Rice Krispie treats.
They're rice and they're crispy. They're fun and they're sticky. They're Rice Krispie treats.
Had coffee in my mouth, so that was dangerous. I didn't see it coming at all. Fantastic. Happy New Year, everybody out there listening, Summit Drive Time World. Jason and Bran coming at you for a new year. We're very excited. Very excited.
2019.
It's been a week or two since we've been together because of the holidays and the travel schedules and people all over the place. But we're excited to kick off 2019 with you with our first podcast of the brand new stinking year.
Do you know why 18 and 19 is a good one?
Why?
Because you know how early on in the year you write 2019, but you start to write 18?
That's right.
So you can start with the upper circle of the 8.
Yeah, and you can catch yourself
with the
before
7,
you go into the figure 8.
With the 7 8. To the 8, you have the straight line of the 7, the top.
Yeah.
And that's hard to make into a round, and so that was a hard transition.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone's doing pretty well. How often do you think people are still writing the date?
Not a lot. This is more of a school thing.
Okay.
Back when I was in school.
Yeah. Because I type the date every now and then.
Uh-huh,
you know, when I'm writing my messages and stuff, because I want to know the date that I taught said message or whatever.
Sometimes I write
18. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do, but that's just backspace and then make it a 9. It's really not that complicated. Tell everybody about your new year, how it went.
Yes, it was a wonderful new year. I always spend New Year's Eve in.
You don't go out and party.
I don't go out and party.
Good.
And I try not to be around
people.
People.
Okay.
I like to
sit in a room by yourself, read.
Yes. Yes.
What about your family? You allow your family to
of
be
course.
Around you?
Okay. Yes. But my wife, this was the first year in my recollection that I remember my wife staying up until midnight.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. She usually turns
falls
in.
Asleep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually watch the New Year's Rockin' Eve just for tradition.
Sure.
You know, when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
And I always like it when they kick it out to Hollywood.
Yes.
And they have the people in the crowd that are dancing. And I think they're like pre-shot.
Yeah.
And so it's
you
just
think
fun.
They shot it in October?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting?
What, Brandon?
Is how big, and this is, no one really cares about this, but there's a band called Weezer.
Okay, yeah.
And Weezer
I've heard
put
of Weezer.
Out a cover of Africa.
Yeah, I watched
Toto,
it. Yeah.
And it's not really any different.
No, it sounds very much the same.
Very much the same. The synth sound is a little bit different because they had a little flute.
They
solo,
did this on New Year's Rockin' Eve when
did.
They kicked
yes.
it out to Hollywood.
And it's like people have never heard Africa before.
Right.
Oh, Weezer did it. But they just they did it. Like, my thing is, if you're going to cover a song, make it your own.
Mix
they
it up.
Make it their own.
Hmm. I still thought they did a pretty good
a great job
with it because that's a great song.
It's
is it not
song.
A great song?
It's a great song.
It's a classic. Go ahead. Hit a piece for me.
I think that this is not the first time I've
No,
done
we've
this.
Actually done this on the podcast before. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
The great thing about that is the harmony. It's a three-piece harmony,
uh-huh.
but the melody is not the loudest part.
That's right.
Of the chorus.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad, that's what makes that great.
I'm glad you had a great New Year, Brian.
I had a great New Year. How was your New Year?
I had a great New Year. We were also at home.
Good.
I also like to be in. I don't need to be out in the crowds anymore.
No.
I mean, I remember that scene from years gone by. Just kidding. I've never gotten into that scene.
Did
you know, I was watching the Rockin' New Year's, and I thought to myself, 40 degrees in the heart of New York City in the rain.
Yes.
Miserable.
Yeah,
absolutely miserable.
But they were saying how they liked that more than the year prior, where it was like 3 degrees.
It was very cold
the
year before.
Coldest year on record. I believe.
I do remember that.
Did you ever growing up? Did the church you went to ever have a New Year's Eve thing?
Where you prayed in the New Year?
You
I've heard of this. I've never been a part of that. The church that I was a part of growing up was not a part of that.
Okay.
Did you ever pray in the New Year?
I don't. We did not. Pray, we had a worship service heading into the new year.
Okay. Are you suggesting that at Summit next year we have a New Year's Eve rockin' service?
Yes.
and then we throw it out to Hollywood.
Yes.
You go out to Hollywood.
Yes.
And I'll host here.
Yes.
And I'll throw it out to you and Weezer.
Yes.
And you'll sing Africa.
Yes.
Okay. No, that'd be fantastic. I'd really like that. We'll put it on the docket.
If yeah, that's actually going to be a big thing for us.
You guys just wrapped up another podcast called Deck the Hallmark.
Oh, I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Well, I think now's an appropriate time, now that the season's over. You guys watched a lot of Hallmark movies, you and two of your buds, and this podcast went big time.
Sure. So
how many people listened to your Deck the Hallmark podcast over the course of the Christmas holidays?
Half a million.
Are you being for real? Half
That's
a million?
For real.
Now, let's put that within the context of our podcast here on Summit Drive Time. Are we close to half a million?
We are close to half a hundred.
Half a hundred?
Yes.
I don't even believe that. No, I need to know the stats.
That.
Tell me how far behind are we half a million? Because we need to get the word out. I got to figure something out.
I mean, I can look it up real quick. Do you want me to look that up
no,
real quick?
No, okay. Just let me know next time
I
we
think
get together.
We are a percentage of that.
We're a percentage
we're
of
a percentage
it?
Of
well, of course
it.
We're a percentage
so
of it.
Be encouraged.
I'm super encouraged. And here's why we're thankful for all of you out there today that are giving us a listen as the new year as the new year kicks off. Brand, tell everybody what we're talking about today on the pod.
We are talking about a brand new series that we just kicked off across all of our congregations in one way, shape, or another. We kicked it off this year, and it's called In the Way of Grace. It's a wonderful series to kick off the new year as we begin to, oftentimes myself, I tend to do this, we make New Year's resolutions, and so
that's right.
Kind of recalibrate our mind and hearts as we head into a new year full of new focus and new energy. And so that's kind of the thought process behind this series is focusing on this year and kind of being in the way of grace throughout.
Yeah, I think a desire for our folks, ourselves included, obviously, in the new year to think about what is important in the midst of what a lot of us experience in regards to what is urgent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times what's urgent pushes what's important to the back burner, so to speak. I don't think that's unique to you. I don't think it's unique to me. I don't think it's unique to those of you that are listening. I think sometimes it's easy to think that it's unique to us. Like, well, I got so many things going on. Everybody's got things going on. And so without a sense of intentionality, and that's what I talked about a little bit this past week at Summit Malden as we got things kicked off here, without a sense of intentionality, the real important things in life, the things you want to grow in, the things that you want to see the Lord continue to do in your life, they can, and that's the story of so many folks. They can get pushed to the back burner, and other things that even can be good things, urgent things, can crowd out what are the important things.
Mm-hmm.
And so our desire in kicking off the new year with this series, In the Way of Grace, is really that folks would, from the beginning of 2019, say, I want to be more intentional. And not just say it, but then begin to put some things into practice that would allow them to be intentional.
Yeah.
And so we really are breaking this up into three different sections. We're going to do a few weeks on the Word, Scriptures. We're going to do a couple of weeks on prayer. And we're going to do a couple of weeks on community, like truly living in community. And I think those three things in particular, and surely there's more, but those three things, those three areas in particular, will be areas that, as we're intentional with them, we will be putting ourselves in the way of grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about this past week, I was in Luke 18 and Luke 19. I talked about blind Bartimaeus and I talked about Zacchaeus. I talked about two different guys that Jesus interacted with that were intentional about putting themselves in the way of grace. I don't think they understood the full ramifications of everything that were going to be happening to them as they put themselves in the way of grace and how things would be transformed in their life and through their life. But there was an intentionality on their end. You know, when Jesus came walking by in Luke 18 and the crowd's going kind of crazy and blind Bartimaeus is sitting there and he asked people, what's all the commotion about? And the people say, well, Jesus is walking by. There's this intentionality on Bartimaeus' part to scream and get Jesus' attention. Well, Jesus says, what is it that you want? He goes, well, I want to be able to see. And then obviously the Lord restores his sight, and it says that Bartimaeus continued to follow him and continued to rejoice in who the Lord was, and that the crowds around that saw this take place, that they also were amazed and that they celebrated and glorified God. And that's this idea of putting ourselves in the way of grace. The definition that we used for grace was from Tim Keller, one that I heard years ago that has really stuck with me. Grace is doing good to someone who deserves the opposite of the goodness that you are extending to them. And it is costly to the giver of the grace. It is shocking to the observer of the grace that's as the grace is being given, and it is traumatic to the receiver, the one who is receiving the grace. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just a saving grace. I think that's a piece of it, absolutely, 100%, but it's a continuing transformative grace as we continue to interact with the God of the universe through Jesus Christ that continues to shape us and change us, walking in step with the Spirit. And so that's really what we want for our folks as a new year begins. We want them to continue to be intentional. And I think, again, I'm kind of recapping, but one of the things I said, for some folks, it's a continuation of putting themselves in the way of grace. And for others, it would be maybe for the first time that you would put yourself in, mm-hmm. in the way of grace. Even with, even not understanding everything. I mean, that was the other piece, because it wasn't just blind Bartimaeus. I talked about Zacchaeus. And it says in Luke 19, Zacchaeus just wanted to see what everything was about, because Jesus is walking by again. And he goes, well, I can't see, so I'm going to climb up this tree. Again, he was going to be intentional. He didn't understand everything that was going to take place when Jesus stopped by and said, hey, I'm going to come over to your house today, and that he was going to begin to follow Jesus with his life as well. But there was an intentionality on his part. He didn't just take somebody else's word for it. He didn't go, well, I wish I could see, but I'm short, I'm not able to see. Like, there was an intentionality in him climbing up that tree to be able to catch a glimpse of Jesus as Jesus walked by. And I think there are people that have doubts and fears and questions and apprehensions, and they've been burned in the past. And my prayer for them is that they also would be intentional about just putting themselves in the way of Jesus and seeing what happens as they are intentional with that. Yeah. And for them too, that's in the Word. Like, would you just read Scripture for yourself and see? Like, not even listening to me talk about it or some other pastor talk about it. Would you just read it for yourself and see what the Spirit of God can do as you're intentional about putting yourself into Scripture? Or leaning into community, like being around some Christ followers. Even with your doubts, frustrations, aggravations, hang-ups, whatever the case may be. That's not offensive to me. As a follower of Jesus, I'm not offended mm-hmm. that you may not be interested or you got doubts. Let's hang out and let's see. So anyway, I'm talking a lot.
No, nope, that's okay. You know what I think is really great about this series is that it is broken up into those three things.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody, including myself, sometimes we're really really great at doing one of those things. Whether it's reading the Word, that's actually maybe how I learn the best. But prayer, I have a hard time with that. Or being in community, I really struggle with people.
Yeah.
Make that however it is for you. For me personally, I know that I actually this year I like to make resolutions, but
yeah,
one of the things my wife and I did is we did mapped it out for the year, and so we're going to try to do something different for each month.
Oh, that's cool.
And as
from
I
a
was,
spiritual discipline standpoint,
very cool. Yeah, and just different things.
Okay.
And as I was thinking about this, you can almost put all of those things for each of the month into one of those three things. They kind of flow out of that. And so maybe talk a little bit about those three things. Like, what? Obviously, you can think about other things that would maybe fit as well, but they could probably fit into those three things. So what is it about those three things that they're distinct, but they're also, they work together in our spiritual growth?
Yeah, I think that there's two things we want to do with each section that we're going to be teaching through. One is to kind of paint a picture of the why behind why we're calling people to be in the Word, the why behind why we're calling people to prayer, the why behind why we're calling people to live in biblical community. And then another message, and probably how it just breaks down, is like more practically, what does that look like? So if you go, yeah, I want to be in the Word, I think just giving handles for people, or yeah, I want to grow in prayer, I think giving handles for people, or mm-hmm. I do want to be more intentional about being in community, like truly being known and people, you know, truly investing in people, then we want to give people some tracks for that, some handles for that. You know, we feel like part of our role as pastors here obviously isn't to do everything for everyone, but to come alongside and equip. But there are plenty of people who go, I want to grow, I want to change, I want to put myself in the way of grace. Will you give me some handles for what that looks like? And as pastors and elders, staff team around here, life group leaders around here, deacons around here, like we want to do that. We want to be a resource to people in that regard. And so we're starting with the Word, obviously, because we think that everything else flows from that. You know, God's written Word to us, which is profitable for all of life. And so, yeah, we want to begin with a continued understanding and living in the reality that intimacy with God, the passionate pursuit, our value, the way we talk about it here, the passionate pursuit of God through His Word, being a people who hear from the Spirit of God through the Word of God. There's a lot of different sayings, you know, that we've used from the years, through the years. Like that is foundational for us. And everything begins from that. And then obviously, as we hear well from the Spirit through the Word, we also want to communicate, call it prayer, via prayer, back to God. Mm-hmm. You know, in response to what it is we're reading and processing through the Word, we get the chance to talk as well. And I said this in passing, and I think we'll get to unpack it even more throughout the series, but I said it in passing, you know, this past Sunday. It's like, what a sweet invitation to talk to God. And it's not like He's just putting up with it.
Yeah.
It's not like He's going, oh, Jason again. Oh, Brandon again. Like he wants us to talk with Him. He wants to speak to us. He wants us to speak to Him. And that is a sweet invitation that is a piece of intentionally putting ourselves in the way of grace. And prayer is an interesting thing in that regard. You know, you talk, you know, you survey most Americans and like it's some crazy percent. I probably need to get the latest percentage. There's like 90% of people say they pray. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Yeah.
And so just to unpack that a little bit more, that, yeah, I think you pray obviously in the everydayness of life as you go throughout your day, but also what does it look like to be a little more quiet, a little more structured, a little more time set aside to sit in quietness and pray and talk to the Lord, that it can be both things, that both are important. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then obviously, you know, what you're reading in the Word and what you're praying through, and like that has to be done within the context of community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the phrase we use that we want to be a people who hear, excuse me, from the Spirit.
Here it is. Wait for it. This is going to be great. I'm really pumped about it.
We want to be people here for the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, in the midst of the people of God. You know, talking about what you're learning in the context of community is really huge. Sitting around and sharing with people what you're praying about, what they're praying about, joining them and praying through what they're praying about, processing with them what they're reading in the Word. All of those things are critically, critically important. And so what does it look like to be in community?
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, our desire is for those three things to work in tandem together, yeah?
Yeah,
so
100%.
If you're growing in your love for the Word and your love for talking to God, likely your desire to share that with believers and encourage them would continue to grow as well.
Here'd be my ask of people that are listening today. If you're putting in your 22 minutes with us as you make your drive, wherever you're going or your workout, whatever the case may be today, you're doing great. My ask of you is that you would actually just, like, what is it? Like, even as you think of those three things, and to your point, I think all of us can grow in all of them, but is there one more than other? I mean, to your point, I think you're right. I think there's some people who go, well, being in the Word's not really, like, I love that, and that's a habit and a rhythm of my life, but prayer, not as much. Or being in community, I've got some good friends, and my friends love Jesus, and I love Jesus, and we talk about those sorts of things, but I'm not in the Word, and I'm not praying, or whatever the case may be. Would you be honest right now, like, even in this moment, as we've been talking about this, I think the Spirit of God wants to say things to us. And so what would the Spirit of God even be saying in this moment about one of these areas in particular that He would like for you to grow in, that He would like to grow you in 2019? Being in the Word, being a person of prayer, and being a person who truly leans into and lives in biblical community. Mm-hmm. And whatever the Spirit is saying to you in that regard, what is it? What's the next practical step in being intentional with that? I don't think for most people that we're talking with today, it's I've got to convince them of this. It's like, oh, I've never heard of this before. Sure, you've heard of this. But just like anything else that's important in your life, how are you going to prioritize it?
Right.
And so that's what I would ask people to begin to think about, that when we go into 2020, which is going to be fantastic,
it's going to be a big year,
that we can look back over 2019 and go, man, I really actually saw the Lord change me and shape me and grow me in all three of these areas or one of these areas more than others or whatever the case may be. I think you need to talk with somebody about it. I think that's a huge piece, you know, putting it out there and go, hey, this is one way that I'm asking that the Lord would change me. If you've got a spouse, if you've got a good friend, if you've got a small group, a life group that you're a part of, I think sharing that with them at the beginning of the year, this is an area I'm wanting to grow. Would you pray for me? Would you hold me accountable? Could we do something together that would grow us in one of these areas, whatever the case may be? And let's see what the Lord does.
And you know what? If you want to share it with us and allow us to tell the people in the podcast world, you can email us podcast@summitupstate.org. You can email us.
I'd love that. That'd be fantastic. They can also text you. Give them your cell phone number.
864.
You're not going to give them your cell phone number. I will tell you the one for me. I mean, we're kicking it off. I'll tell you, for me, it's prayer.
Yeah.
I want to grow in recognizing more readily how the Lord is answering specific prayers that I'm praying. Because I believe that He is. Now, He's not always answering Him the way that I'm asking. And so that's another conversation for another day. But He's answering. And sometimes I'm not quiet enough before Him to connect those dots kind of onto the next thing. And so I'm asking that the Spirit of God would be kind and gracious to me as I put myself in the way of grace to connect what I'm praying to see the answers to those prayers. And even as I've been praying that, even over the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you, I started thinking through this, obviously, in 2018. I'm seeing Him do that. And it's been a huge encouragement to me. It's been an encouragement to my wife, kind of pointing some things out to my wife. Go, hey, babe, what about, look at this. And I think that's been an encouragement. I want to continue to grow in that. I think that's a piece of me putting myself in the way of grace in 2019.
I love it. Email us how you want to do that this year, stories@summitupstate.org.
All right. It's 22 minutes, Brand. We made it. 22 minutes. Happy drive time, everybody. I want you to keep it at 10 and 2. Those of you that made it an entire year without getting in a wreck, congratulations. Let's do that again. Listen, we know that it's not always your fault.
Yeah,
you don't have control over that sometimes. Sometimes someone's just going to run into you. So be careful out there, though. Keep it at 10 and 2. Keep buckled up. Hey, if you made it an entire year without a speeding ticket, congratulations to
keep
you.
Keep up the good work.
That is your fault if you got a speeding ticket. Yeah. That was your fault.
Yeah, well, yes.
Wasn't it? I mean, because obviously you were speeding.
Occasionally, things go a little wonky. Right?
Oh, you think maybe they zapped somebody else with the gun, with the speed gun?
Yes, but that's not, you know, things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably still going a little fast. I think we can all slow down a little bit, right?
Yeah, I want to ask everyone to continue not to be on their phone texting in the new year.
Sure.
You are not so great that you can text and not accidentally run into somebody. So these are just a few of the things we wanted to go over. Keep it safe out there. We look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Look twice for bikes.
That's true. Save a life. See you, bye.